Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, "Surely not." Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. Oh, we're back here once again. I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
And you're listening to the Surely Not Podcast. How you doing, Cassie?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Well, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and I'm excited about some food options for you this podcast.
So a week or so ago, I saw a social media post. And I was hungry at the time, So I sent it to Cassie. It says, "Earthworms taste like bacon."
Surely not.
Surely not.
So she emailed me, almost immediately. Usually it takes her a day or so. She gets the stuff. This one came back right away. You try them first.
That was my whole thing. Like, we can't do a podcast on unless one of them is willing to try them, and I'm not.
You brought Nate. I got a deep fryer.
You know what? Yep. He's the one. We'll make him do it. Yeah, that's so gross. We will talk about it, but I did see someone try it, since Alan wouldn't.
So tell us, do earthworms taste like bacon?
It sounds like they don't, unfortunately. Now, granted, the guy that I saw eat one on YouTube, it was just alive and raw and squirmy.
Oh, no, you'd have to deep fry those suckers.
Oh, God. Just thinking about it gives me the eebie-jeebie-weebies all the way around. But here's some things that you should know if you decide to eat some earthworms. There are a lot of nutrients in them.
See, they are good for you.
Yeah, they are. So here's my thing with that. I think that listeners should think like Walking Dead, zombie apocalypse. Let's use this information for that. I don't necessarily think we should go out and eat earthworms right now, but this could be good future knowledge to have.
Okay.
Right?
I mean,
I watched The Walking Dead, so...
See, the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
I keep telling Mary, we're ready.
Well, and I tell Nate all the time, listen, I'm the girl you want to have in a zombie apocalypse, okay? I'm thinking things through. They're not getting me, so.
Okay. So, especially since we can eat earthworms, right?
Exactly. Alan looks nervous right now.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, they taste like bacon. Yeah. Well, yeah. Nate loves bacon too. So anyways, there are plenty of nutrients. It says earthworms are a wriggling superfood, and this comes from the NPR.org. So very good. Anything with .org at the end is usually pretty truthful. They're high in protein and have high levels of iron and amino acids, which help break down food and repair body tissue. They also contain copper, magnesium, and zinc.
So this is like, you know, super soldiers who they get hurt, but their skin regenerates. It says it repairs body tissue. I mean, just keep a thing of fishing worms with you.
And if you get a cut,
and pop one in.
Repair your body tissue with it. Good point, Alan. Thank you for that. Another one on funfacts.com says earthworms are 82% protein, rich in omega-3, and pair well with cumin and curry. What do you know about cumin and curry?
I'm not a big fan of either, quite honestly.
I don't even know if I know what they are. I guarantee you, I probably don't. So, but they pair well with that. So does that mean bacon pairs well with cumin and curry?
Not really.
Okay. So they reportedly taste like bacon, it says on funfacts.com, because of, well, they didn't spell very well on this website, but we'll move past that. But because they contain healthy fatty acid, omega-3, they also aid in reducing cholesterol and improving joint and brain function.
I could quit taking about half that medicine I got up there.
Well, and here's the thing. I went for a checkup when I was probably, I don't know, 35, 32, somewhere, which is like yesterday for me.
I can't remember back that far.
For the record, I'm only almost 38. But I went in and I had high cholesterol. Like, and, you know, for me, it's kind of funny because I'm thin and I appear to be in shape. However, it's just genetics. I'm not in shape at all. I hate running. And I went in, and my husband also went in, and his cholesterol, all that, right on target. Then you got 115-pound girl. He's like, listen, your cholesterol is high. You, like, we're going to have to do something about that. So I told my husband, like, box of Cheerios seems like a good idea. Probably would have ate some earthworms back then if I'd known.
If you'd have known.
Yeah, I never ate the Cheerios, and I haven't gone back to the doctor since, because we don't do that here. So then we get into YouTube. Alan, you're going to love this one.
All right.
Yeah, so he is, this guy and his friend, you know, of course guys are such idiots anyways, and they're like, let's eat this earthworm and see what it tastes like. So the one is video recording, and the other one's actually doing all the work, right? And they've got this live little earthworm that's squirming around, and he says, he takes a big whiff of it, which is gross, and he says, well, it smells like bacon.
Now, stop. I got to stop you there. So I've done tons of fishing with worms, and I pull them out of there, out of that little dish of dirt, and it never smells like bacon.
Did you hold it right especially, up to your nose, though?
Especially if they've been in the sun a while.
Listen, this guy said he, I mean, well, he didn't say it. I watched him. He held it right to his nose, Alan, so I don't know if you're doing it right.
Evidently not.
Yeah, you got to really smell them. So then he was concerned about where the poop would be, and his friend, who was clearly very reasonable, said, well, it's going to be at both ends, because if you cut a worm off, they regenerate and all that stuff.
It's not true.
Okay, see? Here we go.
They do regenerate. So in biology class in high school, we dissected worms.
Oh, good.
So
I don't even remember biology class in high school. Yeah.
And I don't remember too well, so maybe it does come out both ends. But it seemed to me like it came out of one end.
Okay. So
I could be wrong.
They were nervous about it, so the guy decided to just take a bite out of the center. Okay.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to eat the center. So his friend's laughing. He's laughing. Takes a big old bite of an earthworm. Now, let me tell you this. Not only does he take a big bite of the earthworm, but only 2,419 people had viewed that when I checked.
All right. Just so you know, the worm only poops out of one end.
All right. So we'll make sure we comment on that YouTube video and let them know.
I just looked it up.
Yeah. Okay, good. So he was good in the middle, though, apparently. But as he chewed this earthworm, of course, he opened his mouth so everybody could see that he was actually chewing it. And he was. Him and his friend start laughing because what a bunch of idiots. And then he says, I'm not really tasting the bacon.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, here's the deal. You fry it in a little bacon grease. You know, you could bread it and fry it in bacon grease.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's there.
Mm. But what's that center? Is it kind of like an oyster, you think? A clam strip.
Have you ever had escargot?
Mm-mm.
Snails.
I don't do that.
Hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. What's it taste like?
It kind of tastes like mushroom, almost, escargot.
I like mushrooms.
Yeah, so how about calamari? You ever had
Yeah.
Squid. I mean, it's nothing like some good old squid.
I don't like the ones with all the little fingers, you
know? All the tentacles?
Yeah, I like the circle ones.
Okay, so I like both. I mean, you know, that's bait down in Florida for fish.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, speaking of bait, when I would be going fishing with my dad or my brothers or anything, and they had a big container of worms, when they weren't looking, I'd set them free because I felt sorry for them. I always got in trouble for that.
You're like a worm whisperer, eh?
You could say that. But, you know, they seemed pleased that they were free and out of that little bucket.
So we have plenty of night crawlers out here.
Well, that's the thing. When you get into this a little bit, and if you go to earthweeds.com, which is kind of weird, they tell you a lot about eating worms.
So that should tell you something there.
That if, a lot of people?
If there's a lot of information about eating worms, then a lot of people must have eaten some worms.
Well, you're right. It's like when you go somewhere and it has like the worst sign ever, like don't do this. And you're like, why would they put that sign up? And then you're like, well, somebody must have done it.
I don't know.
Yeah, like
what'd you find out?
We found out that there are health issues associated with eating worms. They gave an example of one guy who chomped down a worm and it had come from a healthy field. So he was fine. But then there was another part about in 2004, there was a 16-year-old girl who took ill almost exactly a month after eating an earthworm on a dare from a backyard. Doctors diagnosed her with a case of dog roundworm, something that is usually found only in toddlers who routinely eat dirt, usually asymptomatic. In this case, it caused the girl breathing problems. Thus, a word to the wise about collecting, handling, and cooking earthworms. Backyards, playgrounds, and public parks are not as clean as one might think.
So, you know, I don't think she got the roundworm from eating the earthworm.
How do you know? She probably did.
Because earthworms don't have roundworm.
How do you know they don't? He's not the researcher in this, so do not listen to that. Roundworms and earthworms and all that.
If she's eating roundworms, she's eating more than that. And that's where she...
I just snorted. She wasn't eating roundworms. Well, she's eating earthworms, and she got a round disease or something.
Yeah, I think she ate something besides an earthworm.
No, I don't think so. They're very accurate on this. So earthworms are consumed in their entirety. There's no bones, and there's no waste involved. And there can be up to 1.75 million of them per acre.
Telling you, we're no problem during a zombie apocalypse.
Alan,
plenty of food.
That's how we live. I'm pleased with that. And while they can be dug up easily in many places, it's just also really efficient to pick them up off the ground after a heavy rain.
You go out at night with a flashlight and they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to have ducks and they would, I'd be digging up the garden and they'd come over and just gobble those guys right up. But you can even be green about it and have an earthworm farm, feeding them vegetables and table scraps.
Hmm. Earthworm farm.
And it makes it easy when you want to do some bait fishing or getting a green date. A green date. Would you like to come over and see my earthworm farm? Alan, how many times have you used that at a bar?
I'll have to say none.
You know what? As a girl,
I'd be afraid who came back.
Big turn on. You want to come see my earthworm farm? Sure. You got an ant farm too? No, I wouldn't be turned on by that. I would hate it. So anyways, it goes on to tell you that, you know, the best places that you can get earthworms, if you buy worms from other than bait shops, apparently they'll come packed in peat moss.
You hope that's peat moss.
Exactly. You can't trust that. They also will have spent at least a day in shipping, so they have purged themselves. Thus, they're ready for use after a little washing.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you go to the bait store route or raise your own, you can do a couple of things to purge them. Put them in water for a few hours. They won't die. Or let them eat moist cornmeal for a day or more, out with the old, in with the new.
So, you feed them.
I guess so. And that gets rid of the bad?
I guess.
I don't understand. So you're eating cornmeal once it replaces everything?
No, you're eating a worm.
Well, but you're getting the benefits of cornmeal? I don't know.
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Well, either way, there are some standards that should go with cooking earthworms, like other foods, the temperature danger zone.
So I'm telling you, if you found all this information, there's people out there daily eating earthworms.
Alan is serious about this. There are
people daily. In fact, I always skip to the bottom. There's a recipe there.
Oh, God, don't skip to the bottom yet.
Yeah.
No. And listen, if you are eating earthworms, please let us know. Hop on our Facebook.
Absolutely.
Send us a message. I want to hear from you because I have the most respect that you're eating those earthworms. Living off the land. So it tells you how to cook them. And also, in case you need to know, if you want to use them later, just like any other food, you rinse them in cold water, you pat them dry, and then they're ready for cooking or freezing. A cup of worms weighs about 8 ounces, or 2 cups to a pound, in case you need to know. Okay? So how do you cook them? Well, usually the worms are boiled first before used in any other way. This is a bit subjective, but the point is to eliminate the mucus in them.
That's pretty snotty.
Oh, come on, Alan. You can do better than that. Much as it's just like you would do with a slug or some snail. Some boil them once for 10 minutes. Some boil them 5 times and 5 changes of water for 10 minutes. Don't you think that's a big gap?
Yeah, there wouldn't be much left after you did that to an earthworm.
You know what? I'm going to boil some. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I could never stand that inhumane of watching those little guys squirm. You should do that, Alan.
So, have you ever watched a lobster boil?
Yeah.
You like lobster?
I used to work at Joe's
Crab
Shack.
Yeah. Sometimes they scream a little bit.
We put the crawfish in there down in Texas, and they just, yeah, we don't do that. Anyway, so those crawlers, talking about slugs and snails, are also fed for 10 days before they use them to make sure they're non-toxic. Then it goes on, you know, if you want to look this up, some boil them once for 10 minutes, some boil them 3 times for 3 minutes, some don't boil them at all. You have to find your own level of gastronomic satisfaction, it says.
I'm telling you, there's people out there eating earthworms on a daily basis.
Alan, there's 1.75 million per acre. Of course they're eating them.
Okay.
Yeah. So once they're boiled, they're ready for uses. And what that's going to do for you is that they're mucus-free at that point. So that means the water remains clear. And then you can roast them, fry them, chop them, or dehydrate them, just like a raisin. That's disgusting.
I heard through the grapevine.
Oh, not much longer would you be mine?
Yeah.
I'm not a singer. I like to sing
them. Maybe we could talk to Mick down in third place and have an earthworm pizza.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I mean, after you boil them 5 times, are good to go.
Well, and then
a little Parmesan cheese on the top.
Ew, no. To dry, you put boiled earthworms on a baking sheet, and then you have to cook them at 325 for 15 minutes.
Somebody's actually thought this out.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, there's a cult out there that all they do is eat
earthworms.
Do you
think it's like, well, you know what? I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm going to get in trouble. So if you continue to look into earthworms, Alan, the best part is there are recipes. He read ahead. I hate that. There's recipes for earthworms.
I'm looking at this. This sounds pretty good.
Do you think that your wife would cook these for you?
Hell no.
She might. There's the first one, earthworm saute.
I mean, I'm liking that. You got a half an onion, a bouillon cube, a cup of yogurt or sour cream.
Ew.
I'd go for the sour cream.
Right.
3 tablespoons butter, half a cup of mushrooms.
That helps you not detect the worm thing.
Goes no better.
Ew. But that, and listen, people have not only been a part of this cult for the last little bit. This guy wrote this earthworm saute recipe in 1979.
Oh my gosh, you got more. There's more recipes.
100%. Deep fried earthworms.
Now see, I can, at the Gator Fry, I do mystery meats. So what's a worm considered?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you should do the deep fried earthworms on that.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a meat. It's not a vegetable.
No.
It's not a fruit.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be a meat.
I agree.
Living as a living animal.
It's a meat.
Or a living organism.
Yeah. I don't know. That's probably an animal. So if you want to deep fry them, you're going to chop a sweet apple fine, then put in with the worms for a whole day. Chill worms, roll in flour with paprika, salt, and pepper. Deep fry until crisp.
So at the Gator Fry this year, you see these, it'd be a mystery meat in a little box. Looks
please
like little shoestring potatoes.
I'm begging you. And then tell people when they're done and watch them just, you know.
I did that one year with groundhog.
Oh, God. Did you really?
Groundhog's a very clean animal. It's a vegetarian.
Does it taste good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there
tastes
you go.
Tastes like chicken.
I'm not going to have it.
Wouldn't know the difference.
What I don't understand is that they say it's good with paprika, but earlier it's all about the curry and all that. So yeah. I don't know, but you can make earthworm meatloaf.
We just had meatloaf this week. We could have done it with earthworms.
Yes, and that one's from 1998, so this has been going on for a while. Listen, here's what it says.
And I'm looking, this is gluten free. No, it's got bread in it. Well, we just take the bread out and put oatmeal in.
Okay,
instead.
So you could have this Well, are earthworms, I guess they're gluten-free, but what if you feed them cornmeal?
Well, I'm not feeding our, well, cornmeal is gluten-free.
Okay, so then, yeah. We're probably safe. Okay. Yeah. So with earthworm meatloaf, you would use 1.5 pounds of ground meat and then 1/2 cup of boiled worms chopped finely.
Once again, somebody is doing it. I bet somewhere, someplace tonight, somebody's eating earthworm meatloaf.
What do you think the kids say? They're so mad.
They don't know.
They're like, Mom, they know. They saw those worms and they're getting chopped up. You're not going to miss the boiling, the chopping, the collecting of worms. They probably collected them.
They just don't know. They're eating it.
My mom made me collect sticks. This mom makes them collect worms. Yeah. But then you can also have, say you've got some extra worms, right? You've made your meatloaf. You've chopped them up. Looking good. You got some extra. So then you could make caramel worm brownies. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm looking here and you use worm flour. So you really dry them out.
Ew, you're right. So you're making flour out of worms?
Yeah, you're really drying them out.
I just feel like that's too much. Like, who has time to do that? Let's just use some flour.
Well, when you got 1.7 million earthworms per acre.
And it's a zombie apocalypse and we want to make brownies. Here's my question, though. You have to have a pack of brownie mix. Where are we going to get that?
We'll stockpile a bunch.
Okay. And stockpile the caramel sauce.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then lastly, we have earthworm applesauce surprise cake.
Well, it'd be a surprise, all right.
Surprise. But these are also dried. But they're not flour.
A whole cup of dried.
Ugh, that's not good. And then you put the applesauce in.
That's a lot of...
They might not be dry anymore. Yeah, no. And you bake it for 50 minutes at 350. So that's a real story, Alan. I think we've proved...
So what you missed with that one is that in 1976, Patricia Howe, West St. Paul, Minnesota...
Yep.
...entered the earthworm annual... Now look it. There's an annual earthworm recipe contest sponsored by the North American Bait Farms.
We've got to look that up.
I'm telling you, people are doing this on a daily basis.
Listen, and Patricia Howell of West St. Paul, she is a saint. I mean, this lady is probably Betty Crocker and then some. And she's doing it, and she has the first prize recipe. She's a big deal.
All right. So for the Surely Not podcast, I'm Alan Stanger.
I'm Cassie Garrett.
Get your worm on.
You've been listening to the Surely Not podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.